The democratization of finance.
The democratization of technology certainly helped foster the second major change driving globalization, and that is the change in how we invest. I call this the democratization of finance. For much of the post-Cold War era, most large-scale domestic and international lending, or underwriting, was done by big commercial banks, investment banks, and insurance companies. These white-shoe institutions always preferred lending to companies with proven track records and investment-grade ratings. This made bank lending not very democratic. The old-line banks had a very limited notion of who was creditworthy, and if you were an upstart, trying to get access to cash often depended on whether you had an in at the bank or insurance company. These traditional institutions also tended to be run by slow-moving executives and decision-making committees who were risk-averse and not particularly swift at responding to changes in the marketplace. The democratization of finance actually began in the late 1960s with the emergence of the commercial paper market. These were bonds that corporations issued directly to the public in order to raise capital. The creation of this corporate bond market introduced some pluralism into the world of finance and took away the monopoly of the banks. This was followed in the 1970s by the securitization of home mortgages. Investment banks started approaching normal banks and home mortgage companies, buying up their whole portfolios of mortgages and then chopping them up into $1,000 bonds that you and I and my Aunt Bev could buy. We got a chance to earn a little more interest on a pretty secure investment, and the interest and principal on the bonds was paid out from the monthly cash flow from people paying off their home mortgages. Securitization opened the doors for all kinds of companies and investors who never had access to cash before to raise money. The democratization of lending coincided in America with the democratization of investing, thanks primarily to pension reform and the creation of personal 401k pension accounts. America is moving from a country in which companies guaranteed an employee's pension through a defined, quote, set of benefits, unquote, to a country in which many companies now just guarantee a defined, quote, contribution, unquote, and the individual manages his or her own money and shifts it around according to where he or she can get the best return. Your parents probably had very little idea where or how their pension funds were invested. Now, many workers are offered a menu of funds with different kinds of returns and risks, and they move their money around like chips on a roulette wheel, rewarding the successful mutual funds and punishing the less successful. This democratization of investing was also enhanced internationally when the system of fixed exchange rates and strict controls on international flows of capital, which was set up after World War II at Bretton Woods, came apart in the early 1970s. We forget now, but before 1970, it was very difficult for a Japanese, Mexican, or European investor to buy stocks or bonds in America, and it was very difficult for an American to do so in their countries. But when the system of fixed exchange rates and capital controls came unstuck, developed countries gradually democratized their capital markets, opening them up to any foreign traders who wanted to play, and then the developing countries followed suit. The more individual investors could move their money in and out of these highly competitive global mutual funds, the more these fund managers would move their money between companies and countries, constantly demanding higher, more sustained returns. Thanks to this democratization of finance, we have gone from a world in which a few bankers held the sovereign debts of a few countries to a world in which a lot of bankers held the sovereign debts of a lot of countries to a world in which some wealthy individuals and bankers held the sovereign debts of a lot of countries, and finally to a world today in which many individuals, through pension funds and mutual funds, hold the sovereign debts of many countries.